And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. If you want to know what's wrong with our education system, look no further than Edina High School in Minnesota. The principal there has decided students can be suspended for saying anything positive about ICE or the president's immigration policies. Apparently, praising federal agents who risk their lives to enforce our nation's laws is now a punishable offense. Speaking of which, Vice President J.D. Vance had the perfect response after Vanity Fair labeled him a conspiracy theorist. He told reporters, quote, "Sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true." President Trump expanded his travel ban earlier this week to include South Sudan, Syria, and other areas with Palestinian Authority documents now banned as well. The move follows a wave of devastating terror attacks. The consequences of socialized medicine are becoming more impossible to ignore as a Saskatchewan resident now sits with a scheduled death date of January 7th. She was approved for Canada's Medical Assistance in Dying program, not because she's terminally ill, but because she can't get timely treatment. Glenn Beck has been working with her to get her surgery in the U.S. However, Saskatchewan Premier has been urging her to work with his government instead, though it is the same healthcare system that drove her to apply for a state-sanctioned death in the first place. When death becomes easier than access to treatment, you're no longer practicing medicine. iRobot, the American company that invented the Roomba, filed for bankruptcy last week with its Chinese manufacturer taking 100% equity. That effectively hands an American innovation over to Chinese control, which is the direct result of the FTC blocking Amazon's acquisition 3 years ago, and Senator Elizabeth Warren leading the charge and insisting Amazon shouldn't be allowed to buy its way out of competing. And as Amazon CEO puts it, Western regulators apparently trust Chinese companies who now have control of maps of American homes because that's what the Roomba does, maps out the home so it can vacuum it. They trusted the Chinese companies to have that information more than they trusted Amazon. President Trump has filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC over a documentary that spliced together clips from his January 6th speech, clips separated by 55 minutes in the actual address, and it falsely makes it appear that he called for violence and admitted his explicit call to protest peacefully and patriotically. Two BBC executives have already resigned, and the network issued an apology for what it called a, quote, error of judgment that gave the mistaken impression that President Trump had made a direct call for violent action. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.